This is Akashvani, the news read by Abhishek Mukhopadhyay. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will hold bilateral talks with US President Trump in Washington, D.C., both the restricted and delegation-level formats. Mr. Modi is also scheduled to interact with senior US administration figures, business leaders and members of the Indian community. Prime Minister Modi reached Washington in the wee hours today after concluding his successful visit to France. India's ambassador to the U.S., Vinay Mohan Quatra, and other officials welcomed Prime Minister Modi at the airport. Members of the Indian community braved the harsh winters and gathered outside Blair House to welcome Mr. Modi, who is among the first few world leaders to visit the United States following the inauguration of the U.S. president. The Prime Minister said in a social media post he is looking forward to meeting President Trump and building upon the India-USA Comprehensive Global Strategic Partnership. Prime Minister Modi met U.S. Director of National Intelligence Tulsi Gabbard today and discussed strengthening intelligence cooperation between the two nations. The Lok Sabha today went into recess till the 10th of next month as the first leg of the budget session of Parliament came to a close. Speaker Om Birla said the first phase of the session has recorded 112% productivity. He informed the House that 177 members took part for over 17 hours in the discussion over the motion of thanks on the address by the President of India to the joint session of Parliament. He also said 170 members took part in the discussion on the General Budget 2025-26. Before the recess was announced, Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman introduced the Income Tax Bill 2025 in the House. Speaking on the bill, she said that the new legislation has fewer sections and chapters in comparison to the existing Income Tax Act, and it has been simplified for the easy comprehension of the common people. Ms. Sitharaman proposed that the bill should be sent to the Select Committee of Parliament for further scrutiny, and accordingly, the committee should submit a report on it on the first day of the next session. The report of the Joint Committee on the WAF Amendment Bill 2024 was also tabled in the House. In the Rajya Sabha, the discussion is underway on the Union Budget 2025-26. Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman is replying to the discussion on the budget. The government is planning to bring various national pension schemes under one umbrella in the days to come. Replying to supplementaries in the Rajya Sabha today, Labour and Employment Minister Dr. Mansukh Mandavia said there are several pension schemes available for the people, especially those in the unorganised sectors. These schemes include Atal Pension Yojana, PM Shramik Manthan and PM Shram Yogi Manthan.
EPFO में जो एनरोलमेंट होते हैं उसके भी लाभार्थी उसको तो ऑलरेडी पेंशन मिल रहा है. ऐसे लोगों की संख्या 78,000 से 80 लाख के आगे पीछे है. वैसे ही अटल पेंशन योजना है. आज तक 5.55 करोड़ लोग अटल पेंशन योजना के साथ जुड़े हुए हैं और 3,000 से 5,000 तक की पेंशन सिक्योरिटी देते हैं.
World Radio Day has been celebrated today. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has extended his greetings on the occasion of World Radio Day. In a social media post, the Prime Minister said, from news and culture to music and storytelling, radio is a powerful medium that celebrates creativity. Information and Broadcasting Secretary Sanjay Jaju inaugurating the Radio Festival 2025 in New Delhi today. Speaking on the occasion, Mr. Jaju said, Akashvani is among the largest broadcasting organizations in the world and reaches 98% of the population. Speaking on the occasion, Director General Akashvani, Dr. Pragya Paliwal Gaur said, Akashvani is always committed to creating awareness among the people about climate change. In Kerala, dawn to dusk hartal has been observed in Wayanad today in protest against the state government's failure to address the rising incidence of human-animal conflict in the region. The hartal, called by the Congress-led UDF, is in the backdrop of a couple of recent incidents in which two persons had lost their lives in wild elephant attack. In Indian Super League ISL football match, Northeast United will take on Jamshedpur at the JRD Tata Sports Complex in Jamshedpur today. The match is scheduled at 7:30 p.m. IST. Jamshedpur currently holds a strong position in the ISL table, sitting in the third place. And that is the end of this news bulletin.